Berashut Rabbi Cohen. Chazak Baruch on being able to come back to Nuzman and being able to come early. Gemara says, Ikasavi Bavavel, first parakim brachot. How do their old people, how do we have Aricho Yamim? It says, in Laman Yerbu Yamechem, Al Hadama, Hashem's going to give us Aricho Yamim, long life in Eretz Israel. What about in Bavel? What about in Chutzar's America? So Gemara says, because they come early to Minyan. If someone comes early to Minyan, Hashem gives Aricho Yamim. The Marsha says, what's the big deal? What's the connection between, if you're in Eretz Israel, you get Aricho Yamim. If you come to Shul, you get Aricho Yamim. What's the connection? So he says, the Gemara Megillah says that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring the Mashiach, Hashem is going to bring with him a little piece from each Bate Knesiot. He's going to bring back the Bate Knesiot, the Bate Midrashot, to Eretz Israel to rebuild the Beit HaMikdash. So he says the Kedusha of the Bate Knesiot, Bate Midrashot, where we are, even in Chutzar, in America, has Kedusha Eretz Israel. Now our minds are already, anyway, Libi Mizrach, our minds are already by Eretz Israel. We should know that the tefillot that we do and the learning that we do should be a refu shalema for all those in Eretz Yisrael that need a refu shalema. Should be for the hatala of the chayalim, for Eretz Yisrael, from all the kol machala asher samim mitzrayim lo osim alecha kinir nai rofecha. Hashem should protect us from all the troubles, from all of our enemies. But the zechut of the Torah, the nefesh chayim, Rav Chaim Volozhin has the beauty of every single word of Torah. Hashem sends a lot of malachim to crown every single word of Torah the person learns. He takes it up to Shemaim, and Hashem repeats it after him. Hashem records it in the Sefer, or the Zechonot Lefanav. He quotes the Zohar, 370,000 malachim are taking every single word a person learns. So I want to say, just where's 370? What's that? It's a gematria of Shin Ayin, like Shashuim, Taratecha Shashuai. It's a pleasure. It's the, so to speak, the Lula Etaratcha. If not for Torah, David Amel says, then I would have fallen apart in times of trouble. Torah is called Shashuim of Klal Yisrael. It's something that we're enabled to rejoice in. It's our thing that we can think about all the time. And that's the Malachim are enjoying our Torah. Hashem wants to listen to our Torah. That gives no more pleasure to Hashem than the Torah that we say and we learn. So everywhere in Torah is incredibly important for the Hatzalah of Eretz Yisrael. We should remember that. And when we have Seder, we should learn every word. We should realize every single word is another mitzvah. Another mitzvah. Another missile, another thing that we're protecting Klal Yisrael. So now we're going to try to do, in the next month, I'm going to try to do halachot of tefillah, like related to Hilchot, sorry, starting with Hilchot Kriya Shema, Berachot Kriya Shema, Hilchot Tefillah, starting with Siman Nunche, and moving on. Related to the first three prakim a little bit, in the first four prakim in Brachot, but I'm going to be skipping around. The first thing I'm going to do is Manim. So it has to do with Siman Nunche. It has to do with the times of when you're allowed to pray. When's the earliest time you're allowed to pray? When's the latest time you're allowed to pray? But it has so many other applications to many other things. Please feel free to eat, to wash, start. The same thing we said last time about finishing. If you need to say Birkan HaMazon and go, for sure, do that. You don't need a Zimun. We're going to do there'll be a Zimun for the people that finish. I'm going to finish before the 8:30 for sure. So only a few more minutes. But we're going to do Zmanim. I'm not going to get so intense with all the, we're not doing differential equations, algebra. I'm going to make it simple, break it down. We get the ideas, even if we're not going to get all the math. I have a chart here to get the basic math, but I want to discuss first thing, a few things about Zmanim. The first thing is, what is the shear mil? Okay, so let's talk about what is a mil to begin with. A mil is 2,000 amot. It's a distance. It's how much? It's seven wrists, whatever. 2,000 amot. Amot is a foot and a half, according to Chaim Na. It's about 3,000 feet. It's a distance. That's how far a mil is. Now, what does that have anything to do with time? The answer is, the Gemara says it relates to how much a person could walk in a day. That distance of a mil, how much, depending on how much mils a person can walk a day, that's how much time it takes the person to walk a mil. We can figure out certain halachot of his manim. What comes out from the Gemara, I'll go back over this for more clarity, from Alot, from the break of dawn until sunrise, we have 4 mil. That's the amount of time that it takes a person to walk that amount of time. We'll talk about the details, but that's why it's very important for Zmanim, for figuring out our calculations of our calendars, we have to know the mil. The mil, because if we figure out the mil, we just multiply by 4, then we'll figure out Alot, and we'll also figure out for Seder Kochavim, for Ben Tam, same thing. And when it comes to the Go'onim, what we usually follow for Seder Kol Chavim, it's going to be 3/4 of a mil. It's also very, very, very important. Okay, so let's make it very simple. What is a mil in time? Three shitot are 18 minutes. That's from the Truma Hadesh, and we'll talk about it in a moment more. That's from the Maran Shulchan Aruch. That's what Chamavadya, Rav David Yosef, Rav Yisrael Yosef. That's what basically all the most classic, the Or LeZion, Rav Meir Mazuz, all the classic Sephardic post-scheme go with 18 minutes. That you'll find in most of the post-scheme. However, there are other shitot that say 22 and a half minute mil. Where did that come from? That's the Grah. That's the Ramban, Ritva, Rashba. We'll talk about who else holds like that. That's a very, very important shita. And sneak preview, in my opinion, I'm not a little Safina. This is also Maran Shulchan Aruch's opinion. Really not 18, really 22 and a half. We'll talk about why I think such a thing. It's not me alone. We'll talk about why that could be. The last opinion is 24 minute. 24 minute mil is from the Rambam, the Pri Chadash, the Shulchan Aruch Harav. It's a few other poskim. In some areas of halakha, we're machmir for that opinion. But basically, the Ikar halakha is not like that. Ikar halakha is going to be 18 minutes. Now, okay, what's the sugya? Why do I want to say something different from what's classic? Also, just to clarify, we're learning the sugya, and you come up with the conclusions the way that Ela Dayan Elav Ein Avroot, the way it seems. The Gadol HaMaaseh, Minhag, the Minhag is going to be following from Avadya. We're going to follow that LaHalacha. But in learning, I have a lot of, not me, but others have a lot of kashyot. So let's start. The Gemara in Pesachim, Sadi Dalid, Sadi Gimel, Sadi Dalid, tells us a person can walk 40 mil in a day. 40 mil is, okay, so we're talking 25 miles. 25 miles a day, okay. Now, if you break it down, it becomes less than 2 miles an hour. If you take it 18 minute mil, just take that for a moment. So three and a quarter mil in an hour. You take a mil 3,000 feet, Ruchayim Na, it's probably even smaller, but let's assume even Ruchayim Na, big shir, Ruchayim Na, not Chazon Ishir, I'm Bechlan not Machshiv that for this, it doesn't, no, it's going to change fundamentally, but you go with Ruchayim Na, and it comes out 3 1/4 mil for an hour, it comes out less than 2 miles, right? A mil is 2,000 feet, 3,000 feet, 2,000 Amot, 3,000 feet, do the math, it comes out less than 2 miles, less than 2 miles an hour. When you look at Google Maps, you do walking distance. How quick is that? It comes out, they often put in 3 to 4 miles an hour. 3.5 miles an hour. That's an average person walking. Google, average person walking speed. So the mil that we have, if you're using the 18-minute mil, is very, very slow. Now, if I'm going to use the 22-minute mil, it's even slower. But okay, no. This is like many kasha. This kasha does not lead me to any conclusions. It's not a kasha. We should just realize it. When we learn something, we should realize, what does it mean? And the answer is, one of two things. Chazal in their day, they walk slower. They weren't in a rush always. Like we're running from one class to another. Their average speed could have been 2 miles an hour. Okay, no. Or Orot Chaim, the Zor Chaim Druk is from Bnei Brak 50 years ago, had a Sefer on Zmanim. He answered a lot of kushyot that everybody had on Rabbeinu Tam. Rav Avadya quotes his Sefer a lot. He doesn't answer all the kashas, but he brings up some of this. He said, when we're talking about 2 miles an hour, it means on average the entire day. A person takes breaks. A person slows down. You're right. If you're asking him to walk 1 mile, you're right. He's going to walk in 15 minutes. It's not going to take him 35 minutes to walk 1 mile. You're right. If you're walking 1 mile, it's not 35 minutes. But if you're walking for an entire day, you're right. It is 25 miles an entire day because a person takes breaks for tefillah, for diving, going to the bathroom. So that breaks it up more easily. Okay. That's the basic idea of 40 mil is the entire day. Now, how does that break up the entire day? Here are the sheets. I'm going to try to explain it simply. We have 40 mil. Okay. 40 mil for the entire day. The Gemara says this goes from Alot until Seif. Alot until Seif, and there's Ula says there's 5 mil from Alot until, Alot is dawn, until sunrise, until Nath. There's 5 mil on that side, and then comparably exactly 5 mil on the other side from sundown until Seder Kochavim. Seder Kochavim is when the stars come out. 5 mil on either side, 5 plus 5 is 10. We have 30 mil in the middle. You make a cheshbon, the 30 mil in the middle. This is what I have here from Ula. Ula is going to come out a 24-minute mil. So you have 30 mil, you have 12 hours of time from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., and you're covering 30 mil in the middle. That's 720 minutes or 12 hours, 60-minute minutes. 60-minute hours, wonderful, comes out, very nice. 24-minute mil. Now, I said the Rambam holds like this. Why would I say such a thing? Now, the Rambam has stirot on this. But the Rambam in the Perush Mishnayot, two times in Pesachim,
says in the ninth parak and third parak, he tells you it's shnei chumshei shah. It's 2/5 of an hour. That's 24 minutes. And it fits beautifully with what he quotes from Ula. Now, you'll tell me, but later in the Gemara throws out Ula. It says, Tiyufta de Ula, Tiyufta because of Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara quotes Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda says that Nimsa ta lamed, a person knows that a person walks 4 mil, not 5, 4, when it caught 4 mil from Alod until sunrise. Now, how much is 5, 4? So we're talking, let's say, numbers. 18-minute mil is going to be 90 minutes from before sunrise. You can already start praying. We'll talk about what you could do from Alot, but there are certain things you can start praying. Shad l'chak amur. You absolutely have to start praying. There's certain things you could pray already from Alot. 90 minutes, if you're going with a 5-minute mil. If you go with 5 mil, well, you have a mean of the Gemara, Ula, and the Rambam. But if you go with 4 mil, it's only 72 minutes. And that's what Chamavadi, that's what bottom line, what we posik. But the Gros says, it doesn't make sense. How Tosfot in Pesachim Daf Yud Aleph quotes this, and that it's 5 mil. It's got to be Tosfot, it's got to be a mistake. Cross it out, scribal error. Why? Because the Gemara concludes 4 mil, not 5. Problem is, it's the Ravan, the Sefer Yashar, it's the Yireim. It's Tosfot, not just in Pesachim, it's Tosfot Rosh, Tosfot Rash, Rabbein in Paris. It's Tosfot in many places. All right, 5 mil. What? Yeah, so to tell me it's one total affair is okay, but it's not a half a dozen. It's more than a dozen Rishonim, all say 5 mil. And it's in the Rambam. So the Rambam also posek derech chukka is 15 mil. 15 mil is only if you assume ula. Derech chukka means a very far distance, and it can't be included in Korban Pesach from the morning until Chatzot is 15 mil. That's only if you use the calculations, and that's what you posek in the Mishnah Torah, not just the Perish Mishnayot. Now, okay, there's stirot in the Rambam because of what he writes in Perish Mishnayot Brachot. But bottom line, the Rambam Shita is 24-minute mil. That's a real Shita. It's not the one that we're posaic, but L'chumra, in some areas, we're gonna follow that. So Ravadia says, like, let's say I think it's the calendar that they use in Israel, Alpi Ravadia, is 20 minutes after Shkia to do Seder Kochavim. Where's 20 minutes from? Answer is 3/4 of a mil. Of the 24-minute mil is 18 minutes. And we had 2 minutes for Rabbi Yossi. We'll talk about it a different day. That's the basic idea. You have 20 minutes. Okay, just to throw out, I know I'm over time, then we'll finish. How did I get to Maran? What is it, 22 and a half? It's very simple. He's used, you know what, I want to save it for next time just because it's too complicated, the math. Basically, there are those who hold 22 minutes, and the Gra is the one who really champions that Shita. He calls it Ta'uk, Gidolah, Shgaga, I don't know, Tishraga, Gidolah, on the Shachan Aruch. Shachan Aruch is a terrible mistake in the calculations how he made a mil, 18 minutes. It's a big, big mistake. But we'll have to talk about the answers next time. Yeah, you can keep it if you want. Otherwise, I'll close.